As mentioned yesterday, one of the unique halachot of the Kohanim is Tumat Meit and the need for them to stay away from it whenever possible in all circumstances. This halacha is one that continues today. Even though we're all Tameh, Kohanim go out of their way to try and avoid any contact with Tumat Meit. What's interesting is that exceptions are made to this rule for family. Pasuk Bet, Pasuk Gimel, the beginning of the parasha, Sheiro HaKarov Elav, his wife, Limo, Aviv, Bno, Bito, Achiv, Achoto, Abdula. What we see here, I think, is a sensitivity the Torah is teaching us about family. The Kohen has an important position of holiness, but he's not meant to be disconnected from the world, as we spoke about yesterday, not meant to be involved in the living of the dead, and not meant to be cordoned off into the Beit Mikdash. There was one exceptional figure like that, the Kohen Gadol, but the rest, even of the Kohanim, are meant to be connected to their family, even to the point, even in death, they do not part, being involved in taking care of the burial, trumping the dinim of Tumat Meit. We see the importance of sensitivity when it comes to interactions amongst people in the end of the parsha as well. We have a very severe episode where a person is mikalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leads to skila, a very serious response as well. And the question is, what led the person to curse God? The Torah is not clear. It talks about there having been a fight. And the question is, what led to the fight and what were they fighting about? Chazal speak about what the circumstances were, but if you look carefully in Perichov Talad Pusik Yud, the Torah emphasizes the difference in how people saw each other. Vayetzei ben isha yisraelit v'hu ben ish mitzri b'toch b'nei Yisrael, vayinatzu b'machaneh ben ha-yisraelit v'ish ha-yisraeli. There's a person who is the son of a Jewish woman, but not the son of a Jewish father. His father is an Egyptian, and he's fighting with a Jew, both of whose parents were Jews. There's a class fight here. There's the insensitivity of how this person, who is technically Jewish, but can feel a little bit outside the loop because his father's an Egyptian. And sadly, this insensitivity leads to machlokes, a machloket that leads to the cursing of God. We see here how much the way people interact with each other can impact the way we see our relationship with God and how careful we need to be about making sure that we interact with people properly, both with family, even when trumping the laws of Tumas Meis for Kohanim, and in general in our societal involvement, so as to strengthen people in their connection with each other and their connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's learn the positive from the negative and work, especially in the coming days, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmut, to build camaraderie and strengthen the bonds of Am Yisrael.